Tales from a Village School by Miss Reed. Read by Sean Phillips. The Lucky Hole. The children first showed me the Lucky Hole when we were out for a nature walk. It was one of those pellucid afternoons of late autumn when the bare fields stretching away beneath an immense sky remind one of Dutch landscapes. Far away in the distance stood a clump of yellow elm trees, for all the world like stumps of cauliflower in Piccadilly. We had skirted a ploughed field and were returning up the hill to the village, bearing hips and haws, traveller's joy, bryony, and a few nuts and blackberries stuffed precariously into disgraceful handkerchiefs. As we approached the church, the children broke into a run close by the flint wall. They stopped in a bunch, John with his fingers inserted in the socket of a large grey flint.
"Miss, this is the Lucky Hole," they explained excitedly. "Sometimes there's a sweet in it, or nuts. Eric found a penny once."
"Who puts the things in?" I asked.
"Anybody as likes," they said casually. "Or mums, or us does ourselves. Then the next one finds it, see?"
We trudged on up to school, the sun dazzling our eyes. It was almost like summer, we agreed. But winter came overnight. As I cycled the 3 miles to school next morning, there was a cold mist and the grass was grey with frost. The dahlias, so brave yesterday, stood wet and brown in the cottage gardens. The mist grew thicker as I pushed up the downs, and by the time I reached the crossroads, it was impossible to see more than a few yards ahead. Clammy and mysterious, the mist swirled across the lane.
"Here she is!"